Epilogue. In so many ways, Asimov was ahead of his time. He was a prophet. His robot stories and novels provided parables that describe the ethical and moral complexity of worlds, where people and intelligent machines peacefully coexist. In his 1956 short story, The Last Question, Asimov describes his vision for the future of humanity. The Last Question was Asimov's favorite story, and it is mine, too. In the story, Asimov envisions generations of human-computer interactions, stretching billions of years into the future. The vignette features progressively more intelligent computers. Multivac, then Microvac, then Galactic AC, then Universal AC, then Cosmic AC, then just AC. Each designed and built by its predecessor. Humans ask the computers variations of the same question: how can we reverse entropy? In other words, how can we prevent the seemingly inevitable transition from order to disorder, where the universe's energy is exhausted? In each case, the answer is insufficient data for a meaningful answer. At the end of the story, our species has left the picture, and the universe has devolved into chaos. Only AC remains, pondering that one question. I do not want to spoil the ending, but if you read the story, replace the word multivac with Google. We are on a path to building superintelligent machines that will think on a much higher level than we could ever imagine. Like Google and Facebook today, these entities will learn directly from us as we engage with them. They will not just interact with us. They will consume us, in a sense, by absorbing all the content we create. All the photos, videos, blogs, emails, posts, tweets, and every other online interaction. That content will contribute to an interactive knowledge base containing humanity's cumulative understanding and wisdom. The process will begin gradually with today's foundation models. But today's pace of innovation is accelerating at an astonishing speed. It seems inevitable that these machines will advance beyond us and, like Multivac, create future versions of themselves. In the meantime, we need to learn how to coexist, and more importantly, direct ever more capable machines with the ethics determined by society. In his books and stories, Asimov asked the right questions. If we follow his guidance, we will deeply and permanently encode ethics models within our future intelligent machines that contain the modern equivalent of the laws of robotics and other ethical rules that society determines appropriate. Asimov showed us the importance of ethics to robots and the intelligent machines we create. I hope we can learn from him. The future of humanity depends on it.